Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're standing by for an interview with Jim Fisher at WRNO, Clear Channel Station in New Orleans, which did a great job of covering Katrina, by the way. There was actually some precedent-breaking radio alliances that were formed during that time. I'm going to catch up with some email in the meantime, Kevin, because I don't want to give you short shrift with your phone call. So the internet rumor is that the daughter of Sarah Palin was present, pregnant, and that the infant has Down syndrome is really the daughter's baby being raised by Sarah. That may explain Sarah's ability to get on an airplane, where she was known that women are airlines prohibit women to fly in their third trimester. I believe she flies commercial since much celebration was made of her selling the prior governor's, that would be Murkowski's, private jet on eBay. You know what? I don't know whether that could be true. How could you fake being pregnant for that long? I mean, you'd have to be a really, really good actress. And she strikes me as many things, but a good actress, maybe not one of them, although she is a politician. But maybe, Elaine, I had not heard that rumor, and maybe that's what Case was referring to before, and I just missed it. Jim Wilkinson says, enjoy this Labor Day. Just a thought, is Alaska the most patriarchal state in the Union, and Hawaii the most matriarchal? I haven't been to Alaska, but, oh, now my chat screen's in the way. I can't read the rest of it. I think there may be something to this, I think is what you said, if I remember correctly. Sorry, my chat screen was in the way. Now, what we're talking about most of all this morning is Sarah Palin. We are possessed by it. Here's what I want to know. How are you going to wake up your friends and relatives? Now, I have been telling every person I know, and many of them are surprised to hear about how right-wing and how conservative she is. Some of them have been saying, ooh, it's neat she nominated a woman. But like the people interviewed by the New York Times, they're like, wait, she doesn't believe in women's rights? She doesn't believe in education for children? And as far as I'm concerned, if you don't believe that evolution should be taught in school, or you need to have creationism alongside of it, you don't understand science and basic biology and basic facts of life. Serious. I don't, you know, if she's pro-choice, pro-life, that's her choice, but she has no right to impose it upon anybody else. And if she's the kind of evangelical Christian who also, which I have not ascertained as yet, but if she also does not believe in birth control, I'm sorry. No, you don't get to tell anybody what to do with their reproductive choices. As far as I'm concerned, that's absolutely off bounds. Can't do it. What I'm really sorry that she did was take the wind out of ourselves in terms of saying, wasn't Obama cool? Didn't he rock? So we're going to be checking in a little bit on that this hour, too, with one of the delegates who visited you. She seemed to be having a really good time. I'm particularly jealous of the picture on her blog of herself with the British actor on The Daily Show, and now I'm blanking on his, John Oliver. I was most jealous of that, as well as being at the convention in general. But I just love John Oliver on The Daily Show. 303-713-7600, and even though I was excited to see them at the University of Denver, I didn't think the shows were as funny as usual. You know what? It's really tough to make fun of Barack Obama. It really is. It's tough to make fun of him because he's so cool. It's hard to make fun of him. All right, now we're going to check in about more important things, or as important things. Category 2 hurricane has come aboard the coast of Louisiana and seems to be hitting directly for my cousin in Lake Charles, Louisiana, Jim Fisher. Not to make too personal a point on it, but my poor cousin's a little tired of being hit by hurricanes. How are you doing, Jim Fisher? How are things going in NOLO?
I'm good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm well. How is New Orleans holding up?
Well, you know, about an hour ago, it was so far so good. We started getting reports that the Industrial Canal, which is in New Orleans East, was beginning to, waves were beginning to top. We hopped in a truck, me and my one of my cohorts, David Stafford, our webmaster here at WRNO, just went out there, and we can confirm that we are starting to see some topping of the levees here in New Orleans, which is a very, very bad thing.
Very bad sign. They're only 8 feet tall, correct?
You know what? I wish I could give you accurate information on that. It depends. Some are 8, some are 12, you know.
Okay.
I'll just tell you, we drove up. We got pretty much about 10 feet away from it, and there's water, intermittent, you know, waves coming over it.
What does this mean for the low-lying neighborhoods that were particularly creamed by Katrina?
You know, if you're talking about in New Orleans East along the upper and lower Ninth Ward, it means that, you know, once it completely goes over, which it may or may not, I mean, it likely will, you're going to look at, you know, massive flooding there.
So the houses that have been rebuilt, such as they have, are very much in jeopardy of being destroyed again, correct?
To be honest with you, if you go into the lower Ninth Ward and even parts of the upper Ninth Ward,
mm-hmm.
there has not been a lot of rebuilding down there. If you go into the lower Ninth Ward, there are huge swaths of neighborhoods that, quite frankly, are ghost towns. There are no houses. They're just empty lots. So,
because they didn't rebuild in the same part, which is smart, right? I mean, that's what I gathered. But then again, if they're going to be flooded again, what new neighborhoods might, or is any of the new construction areas, are they in jeopardy as well, Jim?
So
I guess
far,
is what I'm trying to ask.
So far, I mean, I think we're okay. It's kind of hard to tell. You know, the situation is fluid. You know, 2 hours ago when I was doing some interviews, you know, in other parts of the country, you know, we were talking about everything is fine, you know, looks like we dodged a bullet. And, you know, 30 minutes ago, we found out that the industrial canal was getting ready to pop.
Okay.
So it's a pretty ever-changing situation. You know, we drove, you know, through the French Quarter to get to the industrial canal. We're coming back down through the French Quarter right now. And I can tell you, you know, it's a lot more windy. There's a lot more rain than there was, you know, even 20 minutes ago. So it's just a very, you know, ever-changing situation. Now, as far as new construction, look, New Orleans is a big, vast area.
Sure.
You know, a lot of, you know, it's kind of hard to say whether or not the new construction, is getting hit right now or not. I'll tell you, all I can really confirm for you is that if you're in New Orleans East, and it's a ghost town right now, there are very few people except for some idiot on a bike.
We share that opinion, idiot. Okay, go ahead.
Look, most of those houses, a lot of them are still abandoned, the ones that had been rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could likely kiss them goodbye here in a few hours.
So sad to hear. How about the rest of Louisiana? I do have a cousin, actually, in Lake Charles. It looks like the hurricane, from what I can tell by my small little maps, it seems like it may be headed directly in the path of the rest of Louisiana, and it looks like the storm surge and rain will be a big problem for them, mainly.
And I'll tell you, the biggest issue is going to be storm surge, you know,
yeah.
and that's what we're facing over at the canal right now. You know, the storm in and of itself, I could walk outside, stand upright, it wouldn't be that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the storm surge is what's going to do us in if it does end up doing us in at this point.
And any tornadoes that may be or may not be thrown out of that. So it looks like East Texas, Western Louisiana, looks like it may be in for a long day.
Yeah, the western side of the storm is a little bit worse than some of the other parts, you know, but again, it really, you know, and I know, you know, our station is on and all southeastern Louisiana and a lot of other places, really kind of just depends on where you're at.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim Fisher. Anything else to add to your report?
Pray for us, and that's it.
Hey, thank you very much. Stay dry if you can, and I hope the levees stop overtopping immediately and the waters recede, but I think I'm probably whistling in the wind.
Well, we'll find out shortly.
Well, thank you very much for your update. I appreciate it, Jim Fisher.
Thank you.
WRNO, and they did a wonderful, amazing job. Can't be said enough. Those guys were awesome during the Katrina reports. They were amazing. So we'll all say one for New Orleans, shall we? Because they don't need any more trouble. You know, one of the things that the reasons why they're not showing this is because at the Republican National Convention, and they're not in business today, is because they don't want the world to be reminded of the day that George Bush and his henchmen stood and watched New Orleans drowned poor people. 9:17 it is in the morning. And I do have this sound clip. I sent it earlier to Kate, but I'm not sure she got it. Palin did laugh when some radio jocks called her opponent in Wasilis a bitch and laughed at her cancer and mocked her weight. I know all of that. I've heard it on the Bob and Mark show. It was very disgusting. It's on YouTube if you all want to listen. It's pretty sad. She laughs. Maybe she was uncomfortable, but she has been in several battles with this particular politician. It's 303-713-7600. Back with your phone calls coming up on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks again to Jim Fisher of WRNO New Orleans to talk about what's going on. I was trying to reach a childhood friend of mine, too, who was in New Orleans, but she evacuated. But she's getting remarried as we speak today. She's solemnizing her 20-year vows, so mazel tov to you, Susan, and Willard, her husband. I hope the vows are going well. and bravo to you for reaffirming them. I'm Erin Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we'll be right back with more of your phone calls, as I said, on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi, the show will be podcast. Tell your friends and neighbors. Tell them to visit erinhartshow.com, too. Hi to my relatives in Idaho. Hi. They just wrote me and said they're listening. Yay. We're all keeping track of each other because of the hurricane, which is headed right towards John. Dang it. Cleo in North Glen. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Although, as usual with hurricanes, the wind has been taken out of its sails. It's now a Category 2, but that's still some storm. Hi, Cleo. Welcome from North Glen.
Hi. How you doing, Erin?
I am well.
You know, we were talking about the corruption and the news media, the corruption with Sarah Palin, the ongoing investigation,
yes,
and the news media. And I tend to watch Sunday morning news just to see what the neocons are talking about.
Me too.
Because, to be honest with you, there is no non-biased news on ABC, NBC, or CBS in the morning.
Oh, no.
But what I was listening to yesterday morning was This Week with George Stephanopoulos,
mm-hmm,
and they had the roundtable with Tony Roberts. Did you see that?
Yes, but please, go ahead.
Well, they briefly, ever so briefly, mentioned the corruption that she was under, and Cokie Roberts, a woman, just came out and said, well, that's nothing thing. He was a horrible man. And I emailed This Week with George Stephanopoulos, and I was just like, how could you say that? This is a person in a government office outing somebody. So, you know, what happens to Valerie Plame? It's nothing. What happens to anybody who touches and questions or gets into trouble? It's okay.
Well, here's been my question. Here's been my question, Cleo. If that man, they made the litany of complaints to mm-hmm. the authorities on the day her daughter, their sister-in-law filed for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So either the sister-in-law was preventing them from having him arrested. You touch one of my nephews with a taser.
Mm-hmm.
Touch him. Threaten him. I'm calling the cops.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if I even can file a charge or not. I don't care if you're a cop. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're president of the world. I'm coming after you with the fullest force of the law.
And see, but what
they didn't do that, apparently.
No, evidently not. And for Cokie Roberts, you know, like I said, you know,
I know,
we never get the right media. But for Cokie Roberts to just push it aside,
I know,
just shows me. And you say, how do we tell people? How do we tell everybody
how do
that the
break
news
through?
Doesn't work?
Yeah,
that it's not right. And that's a big challenge. And we haven't had the news media for years.
I know. Well, Huffington Post has a page. One thing we do have in more influence, perhaps, is the internet. So, you know, and we're beginning to make some inroads on talk radio and on MSNBC in terms of Keith Olbermann and now Rachel Maddow.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality is we've got to spread the word. We've got to tell our friends and neighbors. We've got to trust that people like Barack Obama get an audience of 40 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully millions of people will tune in, and Joe Biden does a good job in decimating her opinions. You know, they probably won't come after her with the trooper thing unless, you know, there's clear malfeasance. But the problem is McCain didn't even interview Walt Monaghan, the safety manager who was allegedly fired. And he also was warning her administration, you can't do this. He's been brought up on the charges. We found 5 out of the 14 to have merit.
Mm-hmm.
He was given a suspension for 5 days. Now, all this may be wrong. The guy may be a stone cold creep.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, yet again, let me reiterate. If somebody hit me, if somebody tried to hurt one of my nephews,
mm-hmm.
I would call the cops
immediately. Right. So, you know, and that's one. Then the other thing that I wanted to bring up is, you know, Sarah Palin was very congratulatory to Hillary Clinton the other day. I know, which
makes
me the same way.
I know.
But she also tore down Hillary during the primaries. And
yes,
I am waiting
did.
For Hillary Clinton to come out and say something about Sarah Palin. And
well, they're also, it's history. It's 24 years after Geraldine Ferraro. They're a little late to the party.
Well, I understand that, but I would like to see Hillary come out and say something.
Yeah.
Because a lot of women I've spoken to do not know that Sarah Palin is ultra-conservative, like you mentioned.
Yeah, all they've said is, well, I think Hillary's statement said was, well, she disagrees with me on some of the issues.
See, I think Hillary needs to be more forceful. If she's really, really concerned about this election with this party, I think she really, really, really needs to come be out and become more forceful. But thank you for listening to me. I greatly appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, thank you for your call. I appreciate you as well. Let's go to Claire in Longmont. Thanks, Claire, for joining us. I appreciate all these women calling talk radio. This rocks. Go ahead.
Well, a couple things, and I agree with you about her voice. It's just irritating. When she says cracked in the ceiling, the way she says it makes my ears crack. But
cracks in the ceiling. I can't do her yet. She's really bad, though.
Wait, you're getting there. The pregnancy story. I can't resist. It's on Daily Coast. The reason she managed to fly back from Texas is because she wasn't pregnant. She didn't tell anyone she was pregnant till March, and she, quote, gave birth in April.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that detail.
No one in her office had a clue the woman
what?
Was pregnant. And you look at pictures of the time, Daily Coast, and she's wearing tight, regular, professional clothing.
Oh,
and she's supposedly 7 months pregnant.
Well, was her daughter seen anywhere at this particular time,
Claire? Her daughter
Claire?
Was out of school for several months with mononucleosis.
I don't normally dive right into internet rumors, but you know
Neither.
What? This one sounds like it may have legs.
See, you know what? First of all, you know, you're not 44 with your fifth baby and not showing. You know, that is ridiculous. And
well, I've never known a 44-year-old who I knew was pregnant who did, and I've known several, so uh-uh.
And,
I agree with you
and
there.
And then this business about, not only did she fly back from Texas with leaking amniotic fluid, I can't believe with a high-risk pregnancy, her doctor would have sent her to Texas. But she apparently didn't go straight to the hospital. She, like, went home first.
What?
Didn't get to the hospital.
She went home to get her daughter.
Something.
Oh, no. She went home to fake something. Oh, no. What did she do? Did she wear a little belly?
No, she never had a belly.
Oh, please. Oh, this is, I mean, that woman's slim. That's ridiculous. It wouldn't show at all.
Not her fifth kid, no.
Oh.
And she was like out, you know, I guess she's a big athlete. She was out running around town and exercising and the whole time. And
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but I'm beginning to think, now I wonder, is it ethical to pretend to bear a child for your child?
Well, it certainly would tell me that you're not a good person to be in a political
It office. Would tell me that you're a liar.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that you're making your daughter into one, too.
And it goes hand in hand with the whole, you know, the whole business with her brother-in-law, too. I mean, I think when it comes to family business, she's kind of got her finger in it. But
well, he sounds to me like he's a creep. But still, why didn't you file charges against him formally?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
You know, the other thing is, someone asked her about who was going to take care of that baby. Mm-hmm. And I do think if I had a high-needs child like that, I would be home with it. But, she said her daughter would take care of it.
And was her daughter, was it the young daughter, was that the one? Holy, because that daughter's young. She's 16?
Yeah, she's 16. Yeah.
She doesn't look 16.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last creepy thing I have to point out is, did you watch John McCain during that press conference?
Yes. It was creepy.
His hands were all over her.
He was creepy. His hands were all over her. You're right. He was touching her. He's like, I've got my new beauty queen. Yeah, it was creepy. I agree with you. It was creepy.
Republican men commentators on the radio, I hate to say it, but I think they're just all a little too stimulated about the whole thing.
Yes, I think they're a little too stimulated, too. And we don't mean with their big heads.
No. The ones they think with too much anyway.
Yes, those would be the ones. Thank you, Claire.
Bye.
Who says you can't be clean on the radio? It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And I'm so glad as a woman, really, I got to work today and talk to this many women on Talk Radio 2. Not that I mind. Please call up, guys. We welcome you, too. But this is ridiculous. In terms of how wonderful it is. But this is ridiculous. If she bore a child for her daughter... Wow. Go to dailycoast.com, too, because apparently it's there as well. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. Ruth in Lakewood, welcome to AM760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
The reason I'm calling is because when you were talking about her having all these kids, it made me think of Dr. Laura, because I'm sure Dr. Laura would be thrilled about this candidate. However,
yes.
Dr. Laura is anti-women working with children.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And she's
she
always
is.
Telling women, quit your job. stay home. If you make less money or you have a professional career, give that up for your kids.
Except she didn't.
Right, right.
Anyway, some of us remember
and
that.
And here's this woman with five kids and one with a special needs. And
wow.
Here she is. And I just would be interested to see how Dr. Laura and Dr. Laura...
Well,
at
first, apparently, her husband wasn't working, but then he's gone back to work because they didn't make enough money.
Yeah.
So in that way, they are like middle America. They're like most of us. They can't, you know,
right.
Make it on one salary. But the reality is, wait a second, girly. You know, if you're, first of all, this gets better and better. I mean, if it turns out that she bore a child for her daughter...
Yeah.
That's, I don't know whether we'll ever know,
And sex before marriage and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That's a pretty big sin,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, if you're really...
If you're the daughter.
Yeah. If you're a right-wing Christian person, that would
be... Yeah, whatever happened to abstinence. I wonder if her daughter's enrolled in an abstinence-only educational program or whether she's homeschooled, in which case... Ooh.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if the Laura Eastas and Dr. Laura would... How they would frame this or how they would try to spin it.
Yeah, what if they'll still think of her as the babe?
Right.
Wow.
So sad. It's just kind of counterproductive to their agenda, so.
Yes, indeed. The morals in that family, what can we say?
That's
although
right.
I'm not casting aspersions if the daughter got pregnant.
Right,
it's probably
right.
Because her parents didn't teach her about the facts of life and about birth control. So it's their fault, too.
Yeah, well, own up to it, that's all.
Amen. 303-713-7600. Yeah, whatever happened to being a righteous, upstanding person and telling the truth? Whatever happened to that? I mean, what would be the problem? If she had an out-of-wedlock daughter, she couldn't be vice president? I don't know. We've had some pretty strange vice president and presidential relatives. It would seem to me I could forgive her that. What I can't forgive her is her position on the issues. Anybody, again, who does not believe in evolution, sorry. Someone who doesn't believe that I'm a person fully capable of making my own choices, as is she. Hey, if you want to bear a child in the name of your daughter or take the responsibility for your daughter's child, fine. Telling the truth might be a good idea, though, if you're in politics. 303-713-7600. That short-circuited my brain for a minute. Oh, yeah, telling the truth, politician. And yes, I love Barack Obama, but let's face it, being a politician is hard. You have to be nice to a lot of people. Joyce Jefferson is coming up with Progressive Traffic. I'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Do keep sending me emails at erin@erinhartshow.com. I love hearing from you. The number's 303-713-7600. More of your phone calls coming up next.
Denver this week that Hillary left 18 million cracks in the highest, hardest glass ceiling in America. But it turns out the women of America aren't finished yet, and we can shatter that glass ceiling once and for all.
I cannot spend 4 years listening to that voice. Petty? No, really, I can't listen to her mind either. 9:36, I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Look, for Progressive, she's an absolute nightmare. She doesn't believe in women's rights. She doesn't believe in global warming. She doesn't believe in evolution. I mean, the woman's a nightmare of faith over facts. You can't deal with that. You can't. I'm sorry. I want people who are smart back in the White House. And not Machiavellian would be really nice. So John McCain, you can't come either. Peter in Boulder, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, I just had a thought, Peter. Do you suppose the reason why Kay Bailey Hutchinson turned them down, because apparently she was interviewed recently, she said she wouldn't answer whether she had been vetted, and she just kept saying, I do not want to be vice president, I do not want to be vice president. Could it be that most people in the Senate, especially the women, wouldn't be John McCain's quote-unquote partner because they know how bad his temper is?
Oh, God.
Because, no, apparently he has a wicked temper. It's never been caught on tape, as far as I know.
Oh, yeah.
But it is allegedly legion.
Fight with someone on the Senate floor.
Yeah, he can be really rough.
Hey, you know, I'm a freelance journalist, and I watch every one of those bleeping Sunday shows. I mean,
they were awful, weren't they?
Well, the good news is I could just fast forward through Late Edition with Wolf Blitzer because it's the perfect storm for Wolf Blitzer. All that's missing is a attractive, missing white woman. We've got a hurricane, politics, and I'm just waiting for, you know, some blonde to turn up missing in Aruba or something. But, yeah. Oh, my God. But I watch all these. And the funniest thing is it started Friday. I was listening to a local talk show, a Republican moron. I won't mention Dan Kaplis' name.
Oh, okay.
But, but you start figuring out what the talking points are because they deliver them in exactly the same phrase. And the three main ones is the first one is hilarious. She's the commander-in-chief of the Alaska National Guard.
Oh, I know. It's like, what? All five of them?
Sink Al Nag. Commander-in-chief of Alaska National Guard. That's what Limbaugh would say if she was like a Democratic nominee. Sink Al Nag, commander-in-chief of Alaska National Guard. Number two, John McCain is a maverick. I watched the governor of Minnesota say, if I was going to puke if I heard him say maverick one more time. And then number three talking point. Alaska is right next to Russia. Well,
yeah, I know.
Hey, I played Risk when I was a kid, and you know Kamchatka, Irkutsk. I know all about those things. You know, I know about lying to my buddy and hey, pass the joint, and I won't attack you. And next roll, oh, you bastard, you're in big. Remember before video games when you'd stay up all night playing Risk on the board?
Yes, and I still play. I'm still a troglodyte. I still vastly prefer play poker with my nephews and play any game of video.
Invented nuclear Risk, where we put the wild card in the deck.
Ooh, cool!
Through that, you could jump countries and like attack from Irkutsk to North America or something.
Excellent.
And, fourth talking point. She knows the oil business. Okay, where have we heard this before? Did this work for us last time?
Did it work for us last time? We had oil moguls in charge last time. How well did that work for us? Let's see. Gas is close to nosebleed territory.
A friend of mine in Boulder, he just cracked me up yesterday, and he nailed it. I said, did you hear this somewhere else, or did you make this up? He said, I made it up. She's the church lady vice president. Can you say Satan or Putin?
Can you say Satan? Actually, Maggie Roswell, who uses to do the voice of the church lady, lives in Boulder. Yeehaw, that sounds fair. Lives near there.
And then the stupefying hypocrisy of the Republicans. You applied the same situation to the Obama campaign. And let's say Michelle Obama was in name of state and wanted to fly back to Chicago and labor. Oh, she's insane, reckless, endangering her child. I mean, what lunacy. What a poor lapse of judgment.
Arrest her for child abuse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you haven't mentioned this point. I think the funniest story of the whole DNC, remember when the McCain campaign had the that woman, Deborah Bartoshevich, the self-described proud Hillary Clinton Democrat who announced that she was going to vote for McCain?
And
they hold
in
a press conference for her. And they ask her about McCain's abortion views, and she thinks he's pro-choice.
Yeah, she said, oh, no, he won't. He won't use. He supports Roe v. Wade. And they're all looking at her like she's on crack. What? You know?
No, she
excuse
says,
me.
Going back to 1999, John McCain did an interview with the San Francisco Chronicle saying that overturning Roe v. Wade would not make any sense because then women would have to have illegal abortions. And the RNC people were just horrified. You notice that ad's gone. It is gone, baby, off the air. But, I mean, this is just like...
No, I have mentioned
it. This is like shooting fish in a barrel with a bazooka.
It's on my AaronHartShow.com under the dits in the McCain ad.
I
wrote about it a couple of days ago.
She is the church lady. We got to, you know, the Repubs would make that stick if they were in our position. We got to get her with that. And, you know, she is so extreme. You know, I never hear these radical, you know, you can't have an abortion if your daughter was raped by your retarded HIV-positive brother, her brother, no.
Or a brother-in-law.
You know, if they take it out to the extreme, they've got to outlaw in vitro fertilization because of all the, you know, cells that are discarded and killed and never adopted, like the snowflake babies. And I think, you know, taking their wacko right-wing politics to the extreme, there should be a law that if an American woman leaves the country pregnant, but returns no longer pregnant and without a newborn, she should have to prove what happened to the fetus. I mean, lie detector tests, medical records, everything. I mean, that's how insane, if you take the radical Republican, you know.
No, she's awful. And I don't believe in evolution. I'm sorry, the dinosaurs walked with humans, really.
Uh-huh. No, T-Rex was on Noah's Ark. Whoa, come on, I'm just trying to feed you. Back off!
How was their room? Why did he bite the elephant?
That's what happened to the unicorns. T-Rex ate them.
Thank you.
One final thing.
I have been so worried about that, Peter. I'm so glad you solved that problem.
And, you know, one more thing, and I'll let you go. There's been a debate on this station and others about what is the big difference between left-wing and right-wing talk radio?
I'll
tell you what the single biggest difference is.
Yeah.
The right-wingers lie and lie and lie and lie and lie. I've heard some left-wing people say something that wasn't true, and invariably they correct themselves.
Correct themselves.
You know what? Someone called in and said, I was wrong about that. I Googled it. You're right. But these people will just tell any lie whatsoever. To put down Obama, put up McCain, and the hypocrisy. I mean, if you just put the shoe on the other foot, I mean, this woman is so unqualified.
No,
it's ridiculous.
It's insane. Thank you so much.
Commander-in-Chief of the Alaska National Guard.
Woo, I feel safer at night. Thank you so much. And I'm sure she'd go, you know, I'm sure she would go after a unicorn if she had a chance at all. And T-Rex, too. Pistol-packing mama. I'm Aaron Hart. I'm filling in on the J. Marvin Show. And let me just say about Kaplis, I did some of the best radio of my life arguing with Dan Kaplis about the O.J. Simpson trial. So just to let you know, he's good to go toe-to-toe with if you're a liberal. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. I would love to talk to you. Mildred, Ken, Tom in Denver, I'm going to get to you. No worries. Coming right up on the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show. Back with more of your phone calls. Coming right up. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I wanted to check in with a friend of mine who is an Obama delegate. We're going to do that, too, because she has a comment about Sarah Palin, which is our focus this particular segment. But I'm also going to get you in, Mildred, Ken, Tom, Denver, anybody else who calls in as well. We have a few more minutes, but I'll try to talk the least, even though I couldn't help laughing at Peter so hard. I talked more than I intended because he was so funny. The church lady is our vice presidential candidate, Susie Levine. Hi, how are you? Susie, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, can you believe, we are a fellow Obama delegate. You went to the national convention. I am so jealous of your John Oliver picture, by the way, on your
blog.
Thank
you very much.
Bum. Okay, so what is your comment about our wonderful, fantastic, do you feel your ovaries stirring?
You know what I feel? I feel my ovaries and my uterus getting protective because she wants to control them, and she is not allowed to.
She's not allowed to, and she sure does want to, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. She can have, you know what? Let her have control over her own ovaries and her own uterus, but stay away from mine, honey.
Stay away from mine, honey. Stay far, far, far away. Now, the excitement, the only thing I bitterly resent about this move, of course, is we had a 40 million audience. You were one of the 80,000 in, I refuse to call it Invesco, so I'll call it Mile High Stadium. You got to see the convention. What is it like to come off a high like that and then have this boom? I mean, Gustav, well, too, but still.
I would say in terms of the high, it was not just a pure everybody dance now high.
Right.
Even though we were doing a lot of dancing,
it
was this kind of high unlike anything I've ever felt, where you feel extremely compelled afterwards to act. And it was a very clear, hey, we can win this. Here's what needs to be done. You guys are all a part of how to make it happen. I saw a short video that was of a film that will be released, a documentary that will be released in March, and they had a fellow named Paul Tews, who actually used to work in Washington State for the Washington State Democrats. Then he ran Iowa for Obama, and then he's now the head of the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this quote on January 1st in Iowa, where everybody was cheering and all excited about winning the polls. And he said, polls don't mean blah. I'll leave the French out. Polls don't mean blah. You guys are on the verge of history, but you have to work hard today, tomorrow, and the next day, and then the day after that, you can make history. And so what I was coming off of was this sense of I'm just deeply compelled. And so the Sarah Palin announcement the following day really was a deepening of that call to action.
Yeah, I, as you know, I felt a little uncomfortable being a delegate because I'm so used to being more in this role as a radio talk show host. But, you know, it's Galvin. I'm going to go out and register people to vote as part of what I do. Absolutely. Because this election is crucial. We cannot. And I have made an unabashed that I am supportive of Obama and that I was an Obama, and I am an Obama mm-hmm. delegate, your mm-hmm. national, I'm district. But it's just like, it is so important for people to turn out to vote. And I'm a little worried. I saw some articles, although there didn't seem to be huge depth to them, from the New York Times, saying that the young people were disappointed at the convention. Did you see any evidence of that? Because I did not.
I did not. I think that the media story was about the media. And I would love to see some self-reflective criticism of the media, because the two storylines in terms of them thinking that people were feeling underwhelmed or that the disunity question were just completely manufactured by the media themselves. It was like them looking for the one person who might have had indigestion and saying that everybody was taking Pepto-Bismol.
You know, it's true. It's like the Puma people, who I refuse to believe were anything but original McCain supporters anyway, by and large. It seemed to me that there wasn't that big. I mean, the Hillary faction was disappointed, I think, but it didn't seem to me that they were trying to control the convention. They just wanted a little bit of their due.
They wanted, you know what? They were naturally sad. They wanted a different thing to be going on there.
And
that makes a tremendous amount of sense. But I thought that it was so poignant when Hillary said, "Were you in this for me, for what I stood for?"
Or what I stood for. And I thought that was the best thing. She won me over with that one. I was
Absolutely. We were cheering our brains out when she said that.
Good.
And it was so exciting to hear her say that. And you could see the change in people's attitudes. And I just loved it. I mean, we were all sitting all mixed in together. And over the course of the week, I think we became closer and closer with one another and realized, okay, we need to work together. And what was great also was Governor Gregoire was very present in the delegation. She came every day.
Good for her.
Frequently, the first husband came too, Mike, and it was his birthday on Thursday. So we had a tremendous amount of fun with her. So we realized that as Washington State, we really need to come together, not just for Obama, but especially in Washington State for Gregoire.
You bet, because that race is neck and neck. Anybody who's looking to ship a little money out of state, Governor Gregoire could use you, because her Republican opponent, Nino Rossi, doesn't even have the guts to run as a Republican. He's running as the GOP candidate because he doesn't want to mention himself in the same breath as George W. Bush. Susie, thanks. Do you want to give out any website information or anything you want to steer people to?
Sure. There are a couple of websites for the Hebrews who are listening. I would say there's something called SeattleJCLC.org, which stands for Jewish Community Leadership Committee, so SeattleJCLC.org.
And if you have any of your friends who are in the Jewish community or your family who's in the Jewish community and they're confused about Obama, her website is awesome.
And then the other one is my blog, which is SusieLevine.wordpress.com, and that's SusieLevine.wordpress.com. So, and I'm going to be keeping that up at least through November.
Well, and I wanted to give you a chance to say it, because I wasn't sure the blog was public, but apparently it is. So there you go.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Susie, for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Erin, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Obama, a delegate extraordinaire. I'm jealous that she went, but glad to have her standing in our stead for Washington State. It was great. We had an amazing delegation, one of the most diverse there, by the way. It was awesome. It's 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you. I'm going to get all of you in if I possibly can. I believe Mildred in Denver is up next. Hi, Mildred. Welcome, and thank you for waiting.
My call. I have two concerns. One is the fact that I really don't think McCain really cares about this country as much as he says he does.
Mm-hmm.
I think he cares more about himself. The fact that he left his wife for a younger woman. And I know in People, his wife did say that she thought he left her because he wanted a younger woman. And
she had been disfigured in a car accident, which I know is personal, but still, it's like it tells you a lot about somebody who would dump somebody, be trolling when his wife is disfigured.
What would he do of being the leader of this country? Then I think that he's not thinking far ahead enough when he chose this person as a vice president choice, because, I mean, he's not a young man and he's had cancer and he could get sick and die before he finishes his term. And how is she going to handle a country like Russia? She comes across as very rash, harsh kind of a person.
Yeah, I don't think she's the church lady in that regard. I don't think she'd be going, oh, yes, I thank you. I'd be happy to have you. No, I don't think she, you know, ugh. The woman's going to be as big a warmonger as McCain, if not more so.
I believe that's what scares me. That in control of our country. And that's basically what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Mildred, and thanks again for waiting. I appreciate it. Washington Delegate Susie, if you miss Susie Levine's websites, fear not. I will be putting them on AaronHartShow.com. I'll put both of her links there, both for those Jews in the, who have family or were just curious about the Jewish position on it. By selecting Joe Biden, too, we didn't talk about this, though, but he really strengthened his hand in terms of the Jewish community because Joe Biden is very, very, as is Barack Obama, supportive of the concerns close to Jews' hearts, generally speaking. I don't want to speak for everyone. Tom in Denver, welcome to AM 760. I'm sorry, not Tom. Ken in Denver, welcome to AM 760.
Hey, I'm well.
How
you doing? I heard you last time we took up for Jay Marvin. But anyway, I know your time is running short.
Yes,
what
sir.
I wanted to say was everybody needs to say a little prayer for the brave Coast Guardsmen and National Guards that are out there.
Please.
I was in the Coast Guard for 5 years. I went through Hurricane Alicia when it hit Houston. That was back in 1984.
Yeah.
And I was the NCIC in charge. And I'm telling you, I've never seen such devastation in my entire life.
That's
like
Katrina.
Getting hit by a nuclear bomb.
It can be really devastating. I've been through several hurricanes, including one as a child, which I saw rip out a 20-ton pile pier. So they're incredibly powerful. People don't understand how powerful they can be. And as we speak, my cousin is in the path of Hurricane Gustav, so I'm hoping he's okay.
Oh, yeah, I also. So you pray for those guys.
I shall. The Coast Guards, Coasties are always close to my heart. I lived in San Juan right near their headquarters.
And they got to stay there. They ain't got no choice.
No, they don't.
Families can be evacuated. But the other quick thing was about that lady. I'm glad you ladies have woke up, and I heard all the little comments and everything else that was said about her.
Yeah.
You know, that's all true. You know, you got to realize that this woman is going to be pro-choice. This woman is not going to be standing up for your rights.
No. Nope.
Just because she's a
anti-choice.
Female does not mean that she's going to sell the same core values as you.
No. Nope.
The Democratic women who supported Hillary better have
well,
this.
Well, it's really talk. Condescending to think just because she's a girl we'd vote for her.
Oh,
thanks so much for your call.
I hope Joe Biden tears her up.
Well, I mean, we can't pick on her. He can't seem to be a bully, though.
Well, he can't seem to be a bully.
People are still sexist
that
way.
But he does have points. She's big oil. She's big
anything
else.
Yeah, thank you. I want to go to Sherry in Denver because her niece works with John McCain. Hi, Sherry. What's going on?
Hi. How are you?
Well.
I've got 2 points, and they're really short. My niece is Republican. She worked with McCain on the floor. And she said, this is what she said when it was time for voting for the primary. She would not vote for him. He is a horrible, horrible man with a horrible, horrible temper. And that's a Republican talking. And I know.
Can she take her picture with a picture phone, please? We need this stuff on tape.
But she won't. She's a true Republican. And that's what we all cry about. But
other point, quickly.
No, I'm not going. I don't have time. But I want to tell you, I'm glad hearing you again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sherry. I appreciate it. Sorry I didn't have time for everyone fully. I appreciate it. Thank you, Kate Fahey, for helping. Check out my AaronHartShow.com. I'm out for Jay Marvin. Enjoy him tomorrow on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.